Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the RSWM Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Nitin Tulyani, President and CFO, Mr. Rakesh Jain, General Manager, Corporate Finance, Mr. Surendra Gupta, VP, Legal and Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be no opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Tulyani for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you for the introduction. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the RSWM Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings call. I am Nitin Tulyani, newly appointed President and CFO of RSWM Limited, and I am pleased to walk you through our financial performance for the period. First, we have reviewed the investor presentation and press release we shared yesterday, which are available on stock exchanges and on our website. I'll begin with highlighting some of the key financial highlights for the quarter and the first half of financial year 25, followed by our strategic imperative to navigate the current market landscape and build a stronger foundation for a sustained growth. We are pleased to report the company's positive operational and financial performance for this quarter, with solid revenue growth and improvements in operational efficiency despite of ongoing industry challenges. For Q2 FY25, RSWM achieved a revenue growth of 15.7% year-over-year, reaching 1,166 crore. This growth reflects our commitment to continue to optimize the product mix and expand the fabric division, which posted an impressive 22% increase year-over-year. Strong demand in both domestic and international markets for our high-quality fabric has supported the momentum. Gross profit grew by 17.8%, thereby contributing 65 crores to margins. Our EBITDA rose by 41.7%, achieving a margin of 3.6%, totally driven by effective cost-saving measures and operational efficiency. However, our PAT is showing a loss of 21 crores, primarily due to the higher depreciation and the finance cost. We are taking an effective measure to reduce the finance cost. We are working on the liquidation of the stock and realization of the debtors that has been increased. For H1 FY25, we saw revenue increase by 24.4% year-over-year, reaching 2374 crore as of 30th September. This growth was supported by a favorable product mix. Although we continue to address the pricing pressures in the yarn division, EBITDA for H1 25 rose by 75.3%, achieving a margin of 4%. However, PAT reported a loss of 35 crores compared to the previous years. Higher forex costs in Q2 FY25 compared to Q2 FY24 has led to a 17 crore impact on our profit before tax. Additional investments in the 50,000 spindles in the Banswara Lodha project, launched in October 23, and challenges related to the integrations of an acquired unit. While we continue to strengthen our operations and expand our product reach, these results will reflect both the opportunities and the challenges associated with our growth strategy. We are confident in our team's capability to navigate these challenges and position RSWM for solid progress in the quarters ahead. So this was about financial highlights. And now, coming to the strategic imperatives for the sustainable growth. To drive growth and diversify revenue, RSWM is exploring new markets with strong demand reducing reliance on specific regions. This expansion not only widens our global presence, but also reinforces our position as a reliable supplier, ready to meet diverse customers' needs worldwide. RSWM is also scaling its operations to achieve greater economies of scale. Hence, it is a strategic imperative to enhance production capabilities alongside efficient supply chains, fortify this approach and keep RSWM competitive while delivering increased value to the clients. In response to changing market demand, we are expanding our product range with new offerings in sustainability products. At RSWM, we continue to keep focus on ESG and accelerate renewable energy adoption by investing in on-site power generation and utilizing government incentives. Focus on marketing and increasing brand visibility. We started with the latest campaign, For All Reasons, For All Seasons, which reflects RSWM commitment to being a trusted partner for our customers year-round. RSWM is working on embracing Industry 4.0 technology to enhance operational efficiency. AI-driven forecasting will be integral in the commodity procurement, such as cotton, that will support us in accurately anticipating the right raw material pricing trends and refining our purchasing strategies for the optimum financial management. This proactive approach enables us to adopt the market change with the resilience. With machine learning and agile supply chain tools, we'll elevate flexibility across the organization. With artificial intelligence, we are focusing on enhancing the demand planning strategies, supply planning, and the forecasting techniques with a focus on better inventory management. Thank you all for joining us today. We have covered a lot of ground from our financial performance to strategic imperatives. We want to reiterate our commitment to driving growth and delivering value to our shareholders. We are excited about the opportunities ahead and confident in our abilities to navigate challenges. Thank you once again for our trust and confidence in our company as our valued shareholders. We appreciate your ongoing support and we look forward to our next meeting. Shall be happy to take up specific questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kanu Mehta from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if you can highlight how are we planning to reduce the inventory?
Okay. So, on the inventory plan, our business team is working consistently on exploring the avenues where we are selling the inventory at a competitive price. So our team is working on it, and you will see the improvement in the upcoming quarter numbers.
Okay. And any plans for the CapEx in the future?
So, given the current environment, we are approaching future capital expenditures very cautiously. So, we have to revisit our expansion plan once there is a shift in the demand outlook. So, we are not exploring any CapEx other than the routine maintenance CapEx.
Okay. Understood. And sir, how do you see the sector in second half? Is there any demand revival or green shoots we can see?
with the so many geopolitical crises going on, the future is really unpredictable. But still, the situations are improving day by day. We have seen the cotton prices getting stable now. So, since this is a forward-looking, so we should not be able to comment accurately.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Madhu Sharma from SK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, what were the main drivers for the 15.4% increase in total income on YOY basis?
Okay. So, when we are talking about the revenue increase, it has primarily increased because of the new unit which went live last year, that is the Kapas unit at our Lodha location, plus the new acquisition we did at Chhata, that has also added the increase in the revenue.
Oh, okay, sir. And sir, next one is, what area would you recommend the company focus on improving to achieve greater profitability?
So, like I mentioned in the opening remarks also, we are working on Industry 4.0 technologies. So, I am myself leading that project on artificial intelligence and bringing in digital transformation, through which we will be able to bring in cost optimization and will improve the demand planning as well as the supply chain process.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. A reminder to the participants on the conference, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Tanu Mehta from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello. So, I want to ask that if you said that AI is being used, so if you can elaborate on that.
Okay. So, on the artificial intelligence, I would like to elaborate. Let's say cotton is the primary raw material for the yarn industry. And we are implementing a cotton forecasting tool which will help us to be more accurate in terms of the at what level and at what price and what quantity of cotton needs to be purchased. So the tool is yet under evaluation phase, and we will be sharing an update later on the same. Through this, we intend to bring in cost optimization with respect to the procurement of raw materials.
Okay, so this will also affect the EBITDA margins in the bottom line also.
Yes, definitely, because our margins are going to improve.
Yeah. That's it. Thank you. Thank you for the explanation.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul from FNO Tatwa. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I would like to know about your polystyrene division. I think from the last 2 years, it's not performing as per the expectations, is it? Is there any reason behind it?
So you are asking about the
polyester yarn division.
Polyester yarn division.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is, in, if we talk about the gray and the dyed yarn, we have little bit challenges with respect to the price realization. And in order to overcome this, the recent management restructuring has happened. We have appointed a dedicated chief technical officer who is working dedicatedly on technological upgradation for improving the quality as well as productivity across all the yarn units. He has been given the target to improve efficiency in the yarn business. So we are working on it.
Okay, sir. And sir, is the polyester yarn division is getting impacted by the overall market scenario or due to some internal?
No, it's primarily because of the geopolitical crisis.
But sir, it's been more than 2 years. I think from last 2 years, it's not performing as per the expectations.
We are running on the improving the productivity and the quality part also. So it will, you will see the improvement.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, when we look at our employee cost line item, we have seen an increase to 137 crore for this quarter, and that was the number for the sequential quarter also, June. So what has led to this increase?
You are talking about the increase in the employee
benefit expenses, yes.
Okay, and what number you are looking at last year versus current?
Sir, I'm looking at the last quarter number was also 138 crore, this quarter also 138 crore, whereas last year it was 118. So what has led to currently this 15-18% increase? The markets have not improved, have we increased our staff strength, or what has led to this increase? Because as a percentage of sales, that is more than 11-12% today with depressed margins or with lower margins.
Okay. So the one increase is because of the addition of the manpower to run the two new acquired units. One is the Kapas unit, as I mentioned earlier, and another is the Chhata unit. So the manpower is primarily increased because of that only.
Okay. What has been the contribution from the newly acquired asset from Guinea Filament, I think, which you just referred as of the chapter? How has that contributed? What are the utilization levels?
Okay, so we are tracking it as a part of our yarn business. So as a part of our strategy, it is being clubbed in the yarn business only.
Correct, sir. But only to understand how have things gelled with our existing units, how is the new unit performing?
So we are working on bringing in the synergies across the spinning unit. In the knit unit, we have been able to bring in the synergies. But we are working on the spinning unit. Primarily, we are focusing on the cost optimization via raw material engineering.
So what we remember earlier was we were informed that we need to change some machines also, and some capital investment was needed to bring the efficiency which you are just speaking about. So what kind of capex is in the pipeline or we have done after?
It is in pipeline and we are working on it.
How much are we going to spend, sir?
That is still under management discussion.
Okay. And so what is our net debt numbers, our long-term debt and the working capital requirement?
I believe we have shared that in the
okay. Right. Can you just spell it out, sir, for the benefit?
You're looking for the overall debt, total debt.
Yes, total debt number and the split up between long-term and short-term. I see the long-term borrowing at on a console level at 683 crore, and our short-term borrowing at 1,000 crore at console number.
Rakesh, would you be able to answer this question about the split between the long-term and the short-term debt?
Yes, sir. As on 30th September, the long-term debt is at 596 crore and short-term debt at 1,025 crore.
Right, sir. What is the cost of funds currently, blended cost of fund, and what are our current maturities?
Our current maturities are around 157 crore.
Okay.
For next 12 months, starting from 1st October to 30th September.
Okay, sir. And the cost of funds?
Cost of fund, aap kis mein pooch rahe hai, matlab percentage mein?
Haan, percentage mein, sir. Blended cost of fund kya hoga after jo rebate humko milta hai, usko agar adjust karein, ya agar aap long term ka alag bata dein, short term ka working capital ka alag bata dein, wo bhi theek hai. And next question is about the current utilization levels for our yarn business and how is the fabric division performance going to be for H2, if you could throw some more light.
Benefit, considering the benefit of incentive on expansions, the interest rate on long-term debt is 5.75% and on short-term, there is no incentive, such incentive, and the overall rate is 8.60% around.
Correct. And so now on the fabric division performance, Q1Q we have seen improvement. So what factors has firstly led to it? What are our utilization levels for the fabric division?
Okay. So the fabric division primarily includes our denim business. And we have been able to reform this business now. And it is expected to deliver profit in Q3 as well as Q4. It has given profit in Q2 also. And in Q3 and Q4 also, the profitability is going to improve.
So this is the denim market improvement that has led to the same. And if you could give some color how the prices have behaved, what has led to this improvement?
So, it's primarily that we are getting more orders and we are fulfilling those orders with the quality standards and we are adding more and more brands to our portfolio. When I say... Yes.
Yeah, please, sir. Sorry.
So, we are getting orders from more brands which is going to add to the more profitability.
Post our September quarter exit, can you give some color on how the business environment is shaping up for the current quarter in terms of the demand and the price trend for yarn prices? Some color on the same.
See, the price realization is still the challenges. Like we are expecting the Bangladesh market to improve upon, and then hopefully there are chances of business being refined.
And the utilization levels, sir, I missed your point. What are our current utilization levels for our yarn in the fabric business?
When you are saying utilization, you are talking about efficiency utilization or you are talking about working capital?
Yes. Come again, sir. I am talking about capacity. What else utilization you can provide, sir?
You're talking about the existing capacity level?
Yes, sir.
I would like to park this question and our investor relation team will be in touch with you for this answer. Yes.
For the capacity utilization level.
So we are working on the full capacity. We have not shut down any spenders. This is what I'm saying. We have 630,000 spenders for the yarn business and they are running at the full capacity. This is...
Correct. And sir, for efficiency
improvement... Mr. Kapoor, may we request that you return to the question queue? There are participants
yes.
waiting for their turn.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thanks. The next question is from the line of Rohit Ori from Progressive Shares PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I'm new to the company, so there are a couple of questions which I have. The first one being, you did touch up a little bit on the total debt. So my question is, what efforts are made to reduce the same? And if we see that we are running at somewhere around 35, 36 crore kind of a run rate, how do you intend to optimize the same and reduce the same so that the profitability of the company and the bottom line increases?
Okay. So what we are doing is we are working on the off-balance sheet financing, primarily the vendor supply chain financing as well as the trades financing, which has been approved by RBI. So we are planning to shift some of our vendors to the off-balance sheet debt financing so that our borrowings will be shown as reduced and our working capital stress will reduce a little bit.
Sir, when we say that you are trying to improve your margins, maybe on the EBITDA margin front, sir, what are these factors that you are slightly confident about that you say that the margins will improve going forward?
Okay, like I talked about optimization of the cost.
Okay.
And second, what we are doing is we are focusing on reducing the finished goods stock level so that it will have a direct impact on our finance cost.
Sir, any guidance on the margins profile you would like to share as a range, if you would like to share maybe like 5 to 6% if it is your ambitious target to achieve that EBITDA margin level?
So as of now, it is very difficult to comment, but we are working on the strategy to turn around the EBITDA.
Not an issue, sir. Sir, so we grew at somewhere around 15-16% this quarter around if we do a YOY. Year-on-year basis. Sir, is it possible that going forward we'll be able to sustain this growth rate?
Yes, definitely we have a plan.
Okay.
Like I mentioned that we are getting export orders and we are also adding new customers as well as the new products in our portfolio.
Since you mentioned the export orders, that brings the Tirupur Association into the picture. So how are they faring and any issues or any positive triggers that you are seeing from Tirupur Association and the others?
Not as such.
Okay. so we have this, we were looking at this growth avenues which are related to Jammu and we have this land. And you were looking at some 740 crore kind of an investment. Sir, any information that you'd like to share on the same?
So that project is still under discussion and we are working on it.
Sir, any thoughts or any rough work that you've done on that? How will you fund this investment? Are you looking at rights issue or some sort of placement or some QIP or something like that?
So nothing as such now. So we are working on a profitable financial model.
Okay. So by when do you think, maybe in next quarter or maybe 2-3 quarters, how much time will you take to kind of plan it out?
So we'll do it after 31st March 2025 only, not before that. Considering the current quarter, we would like to do it in the upcoming financial year.
Okay. Sir, so my last question is, when you speak about Industry 4.0 as well as AI-related processes, sir, what sort of employee count are you looking at? Are you looking at reducing these employees, maybe the ones which are permanent or the ones which are on wages basis?
We are focusing on increasing the bandwidth of the employees to handle a particular task by bringing in the technology. But like I mentioned earlier, one area is cotton forecasting and the cotton trading, where artificial intelligence is going to be very fruitful because it has a direct impact on the cost of raw material procurement.
So these employees that we had somewhere around 18,600 for the entire consolidated business, do you think that the headcount would reduce going forward? So probably we'll get some more profitability?
No, there is no plan to reduce the headcount.
Okay. Okay, so one last question. I know you don't have a crystal ball with you, but do you anticipate that the current year, the current financial year for us would end in black, or do you think that there will be some redness in the bottom line?
Definitely, there will be improvement in the bottom line. Let's wait for two more months to market to perform.
Okay. So, because last year we had some exceptional item, which saved the bottom line to a greater extent. So, we're just trying to gauge if we have some exceptional item or something that can probably bring the bottom line in black color.
As of now, there is no.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot for answering my question. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of RSWM Limited, we would like to formally conclude this Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. We sincerely appreciate your participation in this event, and we kindly request that you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you for your time and engagement.